Hello, and you're listening to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper, so stay tuned. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex fetishes and going deeper. And today's episode is episode number 51, and I wanted to take a minute and just say thank you so much for each and every one of you again for your continued support. I appreciate you. I love you. You're fantastic. You're awesome. Phenomenal. Fabulous. Okay, so thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. Now, let's get back to the subject at hand, right? Okay. Are you being dumbed down? That's the question for tonight. That is a topic for episode number 51. Are you being dumbed down? Now, what does that mean? Okay, like people are like, what does that mean? I don't get it. Are you being dumbed down? What? In other words, are you dating someone or even in a relationship or in a marriage and your partner is dumbing you down? In other words, they are ignoring you, or they are trying to portray you as less of a person than you are. Let's say that you are a very high-spirited person, and the person that you are dating or in a relationship or married to even, or just friends and family members, they do this too also. So take it in consideration if for any type of relationship dynamic of any type. If someone is dumbing you down, they are trying to make you seem as though you are less of a person, or less quality person than you really are. Okay. In other words, you could be like a 10. Okay. And the person you're with is trying to make you into like a 6 or 7. Okay. Or a 5 or anything lower than a 10 than what you are. It doesn't matter. If they're trying to talk to you in a certain manner, as though your opinion doesn't matter, your emotions don't matter, your thoughts don't matter, they're showing you that they don't value you, they don't appreciate you, they certainly don't respect you in any certain way. They're showing you that, okay? They'll tell you, and you may not realize that they're telling you, but they are. So when people say things, if you really listen to what it is that they're saying, example. When someone says, I was talking to somebody on a podcast one time, and my podcast show, and they specifically even said, "Oh, if I knew somebody that was doing this, I would have revenge on them. I would actually go and do this and that to them." And that's how that would work. And I thought, you know, that's not a good idea, because you're just bringing negative karma back to yourself. And I actually said that. So you learn about the person that is you're speaking with and their morals and values when you're speaking to them, because they tell you, they tell you what kind of person they are, which is not a good one at that point. It was really, really, really bad and lying, cheating, and scamming type of person and human being and dishonest. But you know, that's what that means. Like, they're telling you, and then they show you by their actions, which that was definitely portrayed by this specific person. And it was really disgusting. But I wanted to make sure that you guys really get the gist of that and like how that really works and what that means. Now, when someone dumbs you down, they try to say, you're not good enough. You're really horrible at what you're doing. Like, you don't even make a difference. That's like, you need more education. You need this. You need that. You need that. That's someone that dumbs you down. That's someone that does not value you or nor respect you. And that's someone that's, they're actually very fearful for themselves. They are afraid of you and the power that you have and the knowledge that you have. And they feel that you are taking away from their power, their existence, and their like showmanship, really. Like if you had somebody that was, you know, the president of your class, right? And then here comes you and you're like, do-do-do-do-do, I can do this. This is fabulous. You know, what do you need me to do? I can take care of it. I know all these different ways to do this, this and that. Okay. And this president that you have there is like, you don't know. They don't know anything. They're stupid. You know, they have no education. They don't know, blah, 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 blah. Okay. There are 100 different reasons that they're going to dumb you down. Okay. To everyone around and you. Okay. Now, if you're dating someone in a relationship or in a marriage, and someone's doing that to you, it's they're doing it out of fear because they're fearful of losing the control that they want, that they crave, because they're ego-driven people and they have a lot of issues, mental instability within inside themselves. And it all stems from a situation that may have occurred when they were younger. They grew up that way. They don't understand what's happening, but it comes out later on in life, throughout their life, and they act on it, and certain things trigger these emotions that they act upon, and then you get the brunt of it. You get to feel hurt by it. So what I say is don't allow anyone to hurt your feelings because their emotions don't matter, okay? So if you realize that they don't matter, you're not going to get your feelings hurt, right? Okay? You may really, really love this person, and you know what? I have to explain it this way too, because you may really, really, really love them depending on what the dynamic is that you're in. So if you're in a relationship for any period of time, you're going to be attached to a certain degree. If you're in a marriage, you're going to be attached to a certain degree. If you're just dating, you may be attached because you've had physical connection, you know, and that mental connection and you don't want to let it go. At the same time, it's necessary in order to allow yourself to vibrate at the highest level that you're supposed to be vibrating at, okay? Not at the lowest level that they're trying to bring you down to, because they're insecure and they're sad within themselves and they want control over you. So those are insecure, overpowering, and control issues, okay? So those are three red flags, everyone. So if you find someone that's doing this to you or just ignoring you and playing little power struggle games, because that's what that is, and somebody breadcrumbs you and shows you some attention every once in a while and it's like, oh yeah, I like you, haha. Oh, but I really don't. Okay, yeah, I like you. Oh, but I really don't. You know what I mean? And then you don't hear from them again. This happens to so many people and it's ridiculous and it's sad. And what I want to say is like, recognize what's happening, if it is happening, and acknowledge it. And then, you know, take action for yourself and decide what to do for yourself. Okay. That's important. Now, when you're in a relationship with somebody and you've been in a relationship for a long time and you're like breaking up and the other person isn't emotionally available, nor are they legally available. Some people are still married. People are, you know, dating other people that are married. And they, you know, I always say don't do that because you can never move forward. If you're somebody that wants to get married to someone and you want to have that commitment, but you continue forward dating somebody that's not available because they're not going to ever get divorced and they said they're not and they're with somebody else, then now you just put yourself into a vulnerable situation and you shouldn't be there, but you should not stay there. And, you know, that person is really being selfish by even considering doing that to you. Okay. At the same time, it's not their fault. It's yours for you accepting their poor behaviors. Okay. Now, if you're cool with it and they're cool with it, then that's what that is. You know, I'm not ever going to condone that. But at the same time, that happens. And there are different reasons for, like, sometimes people can't have sex anymore. And people are like, well, I need to have sex. Okay, well, these are discussions you need to discuss with your partner before you get married. Like, if I got into a car accident tomorrow and we could never have sex again, am I going to be married to you and I'll never be able to have sex again, ever? Like, in any form? You know, that's not... Like, these are discussions you need to have with your partner. Are you going to stay with them if that happened? Are you going to stand beside them if that happened? Or are you going to leave? Like, what type of person are you? You know, are you someone that just downs people down and needs that control factor? Or are you a decent, fantastic human being, you know, that's not insecure and can be open and vulnerable and honest and loyal and, like, give your all to the relationship, you know? Understanding that nothing's perfect and it's never going to be, and that's okay. You can agree to disagree. You know, you're not going to judge your partner. That's another thing. When somebody's dumbing you down, they're constantly judging you and they're constantly ripping you a new one, and it's because of their own fear and insecurity within themselves, and it's really disgusting and it's toxic, and it's like, honest to God, I would always tell someone to remove them from your relationship completely. At the same time, this happens to people and they don't realize it's happening, and then they find out and they're like, well, I can't just walk away from them. I've been with them for years, you know? Okay. Well, knowing that, then you need to take the action steps to try to resolve this behavior pattern, and you have to take your power back within yourself and start standing up for yourself. Because obviously, if you're still with somebody that's doing that, you're saying it's okay and acceptable for that to happen, which is not. So take your power back and realize that it's not acceptable. Let them know it's not acceptable. You're not going to value, appreciate, and respect them for doing that. And you want to be cherished. You want to be valued, respected, appreciated, adored, cherished, loved, not judged. And you want someone that's going to be honest and give you the truth, you know, but tactfully, not as a jerk off. You know, it's the last thing you want to be is with someone that's a complete jerk off, that express how they're feeling, but they're complete, utter, like, disgusting when they try to say it. And it's like, oh my God. It's like, you got to remember at that point, they were taught or not taught how to discuss their emotions. Especially men have most men have almost zero knowledge of how to express their feelings. Or to express them at all. And they just are like, oh, I'm not allowed to have feelings. I'm not allowed to cry. I'm not allowed to have feelings. I'm not allowed to love. I'm not allowed to express my emotions. Because if I do, then I'm not a man. And I'm not strong. And I'm not there. And I'm not saving. You know, not saving. But I'm rescuing my woman, you know, from her chaos. Whatever. You know what? Men have all the same feelings that we do. It's just... they have more testosterone. Our hormones are different, and we are wired differently to think. So that is a huge factor as well. So that's another reason why a lot of us miscommunicate with one another and have no idea what it is they're trying to say. And a man will try to say something to a woman, and the woman is like, are you serious? Are you freaking kidding me? Did you just say that? And because they have no freaking idea what they're saying. And so what I'm trying to explain is that you want to learn how to do that. And you can do that by listening in to my podcast. And then there's, many other ways that you can do the same thing. Take the time for yourself. Love yourself enough to learn. You know, start evolving and want to be able to communicate with your partner while it's dating, relationships, or anything at all, okay? I think that's important. Anyway, I think I'm going to leave that up to you to decide what it is that you're going to do. And we're going to end this for tonight. I did want to make sure that, I did do my 51st episode. I'm going to be keeping these shorter now instead of the full, like, almost hour podcast that I've been normally giving. I think people have less time, and it's important to give a podcast that people can listen to real quick. You can also go on to my YouTube channel, which is at Kara Hullamore. All right, you can check that out. I do the under 5 minute quick tips for dating relationships and all that good stuff. And, do what you can do and take the time and learn something new. What do you have to lose, right? All right, you guys. Love you. Take care. Sending love and hugs. Thanks again for joining in with Love Talk with Kara. Have a great night, morning, or day, depending on what country you're in. And we will talk soon. Okay.